Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Homeopathy World Community. This is the Midnight Meditation Show, which begins at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Debbie Brock, the founder of Homeopathy World Community. And even though supposedly each Sunday I'm supposed to be providing this rest time, this meditation for you, I've not always been prompt and doing it every week. So I've been missing you, and I hope you've been missing me. It's been a couple of weeks or so since the last meditation. And if you're like me, you've been working way too hard. We've been taking care of everyone else, our spouse, our children, our neighbors, the people in our networking communities, the folks online, whether we're on Facebook, MySpace, Gadoo, or any other social network. We've been talking back and forth and keeping our computers or our cell phones very close at hand, and not really taking the time to provide some space between all of that activity and the inner activity within. And so on Sunday evening, it is a perfect time to take some quiet space. And this gift will help to assist your nighttime rest and your healing, especially if it is night in your time zone or your daytime energy level. Today is May 1st, 2001. This is meditation show number 10. I do appreciate if anyone is out there listening. I did not publicize it this week, just doing it on the spur of the moment. And if you are new to Blog Talk Radio, I know I've had some guests in the past. They thought they had to call in, but no, you do not have to call in. Just sit back and relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. We do not have any music today. This is just a stream of consciousness, just loving thoughts to you. So just sit back and listen to the instructions, to these thoughts. We begin usually with the setup, which gets us in touch with our rational mind. So just to let you know and inform you, that clinical evidence suggests that imagery will activate your brain function in the same way as if you actually experienced something relaxing. Researchers have monitored the brain activity during visualization and imagery exercises. They have found that the same parts of the brain were activated, whether people just imagined something or they actually experienced it. The visual, auditory, and tactile imagery that arise from the cerebral cortex, where your language skills and your thinking, your problem solving all take place in this area of the brain. The imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including your limbic system. That's the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system, where your hormones are very activated, circulating throughout your body, and also to the autonomic nervous system. All of these different tissues and organs and systems within your body are relaying these messages and can affect a large range of bodily functions, including your heart rate. So just thinking about it now can easily reduce your heart rate. Your perspiration, which is the elimination process of your body, and your blood pressure. Recently, I just did an entire blog about your blood pressure and drinking coffee. So we can be excited by the things in our environment, and we can also be calmed by the things in our environment, including just the voice, just our inner voice, or a sound that we hear, music in the air. Medical experts also think that stress is a cofactor causing 70 to 80% of all disease, which means if we can reduce stress, we can reduce an enormous amount of illness and sickness and disease. So we have reached our conscious and unconscious minds just by listening to these words. And we're going to begin with a deep breath into the body. So take a deep breath in and exhale out. And one more time, breathe in through the nostrils and exhale through the mouth. And each time you do that type of deep breathing, you're filling your lungs and all the spaces in between the lungs, the cells, energizing the cells and the blood as that oxygen circulates throughout your body. And when you take your next inhale in and exhale out, relax your shoulders and your neck. Release the stress that you're holding in your body. Continue to breathe normally. And if you have your legs crossed, it is wise to uncross them. And get your feet flat on the ground. Just get yourself in a good position where you can feel stabilized, where you can feel the ground holding you and supporting you. During this meditation, you may make any kind of adjustments you need. And hopefully you're in a quiet space, maybe hearing the ticking of a clock or the humming of a refrigerator, but there's nothing else that's there to disturb you. And so this is your time, a time of silence, a time to get in tune with your own self. Take a moment to listen to your surroundings. Sometimes it sounds strange that there might be silence or quiet. All of the positive states of mind, such as love, compassion, insight, have the quality that you can enhance their capability, capacity, and increase their potential to a limitless degree if you regularly practice them through training and by developing a constant familiarity with them. If you do just a few minutes of quieting exercise, you will be able to get closer in touch with your true self. Don't you feel that more people are getting in tune with their spiritual self? On all the blogs, I hear people talking philosophically about how they feel, how they interact with others, what changes they have noticed on the planet. People are talking across the waves about issues of importance and also petty things. But the good thing is that people are talking, and if you are talking to yourself, this means that possibly yourself is actually listening. Not that you can easily overcome habits and desires, but the knowledge and awareness that this part of yourself yearns for sustenance means that you can feed it a little, day by day. So again, take a deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and exhale. And just feel the muscles loosening up, relaxing, making adjustments, letting go of any stress or tightness, just being completely in your body. Beginning with some more meditative thoughts, I'd like to mention that certain programs abound in different parts of the country, in the world. They make claims to having the very best methods to find yourself, to meditate deeply, to connect with all that is. Well, in my humble opinion, these marketed claims do not hold water. What holds water is you, your good and highest of intentions, to do good on this earth, to heal yourself and others, will come through in the end. Sometimes when we try too hard, we will not reach our goals, but instead, we must relax and be able to let go so that what is just is. Again, let's take a breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale. Relax, relax. Just hear the words, relax. Notice any changes that may be occurring in your body. Your heartbeat slows. Your breathing slows. And maybe you feel some tingling in your hands. The muscles of your face relax. We're getting in touch with that transformative source of energy. We can tap into it better with a balanced life on all levels, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. The rational mind listens too. And the unconscious mind at a deeper level. Faith in the invisible is what causes things to become visible. Faith may also be a strong conviction or belief in something, be it a higher power, a religion, a doctrine, or a prophecy. Faith in oneself and the ability to achieve things not known is to you as yet is the most important part of faith. That is something that you do not know yet, and yet you do believe in its being. It is the key to unlocking faith. It is the starting point, the birth of your faith for all of the things in your life. If you believe that it will be, that you can accomplish, that you can do it, that you know sometime in the future it will be. And so, if there is something in your life that you do want, just imagine it. Take that moment. If you don't first believe in yourself and you have faith in yourself, then it will be absolutely impossible to truly believe in anything else that you cannot touch, feel, or spiritually behold. So we need faith in ourselves. We need self-confidence, building self-esteem, finding that spark within that empowers and strengthens the knowledge that we are meant to do this thing, to be this person. Faith, along with desire, are important ingredients towards attaining the success that you wish to have in your life. Faith is faith in that invisible part, something that you really can't see. That is what causes things to become visible. Your mental picture must feel like a fact, just the way imagery and visualization works. Then it becomes true on the physical plane. To obtain this level of faith requires practice. The old faithful practice, practice, practice. Visualizing the mental picture of how you wish it to be. Take a moment to do that now. Whether it is to see that glow of spirituality within shining forth from your face, whether it is that relationship to be improved, whether it is to see happy children, people who are healed, people who feel good about themselves and others, or reaching something that you've been striving for. Just imagine it now. There is a belief that if you actually can visualize it as clearly as day is day, that you already have achieved it. If you can see it so perfectly. We know that the world shift is coming closer with this world of investigation, communication, and technology. It is an intellectual revolution based on what supposedly is scientific discovery. The essential notion revolutionizing the academic world and also the theological world, philosophical, society, is generally based upon principles of religion and faith, basic findings in the natural sciences. They do not really conflict. They actually harmonize exquisitely. Although it appears to be in conflict with science as it looks at the infinitesimal and the exponentially vast, science is truly coming closer to spirit. And so let us now do a body scan, just getting in touch with the different parts of our body, breathing into them, bringing energy into them, relaxing, so that when we are ready to fall asleep, we will be completely relaxed, ready for a deep healing sleep that will be refreshing and rejuvenating, that will be very, very deep. And if you are in a place in the world where you're listening now and it is daytime, it is, of course, best not to be driving, but you can receive a tremendous amount of energy just by listening and breathing and relaxing. And then you will be able to be fully alert and awake during your day while the other half of the world is sleeping. Let us begin by breathing in to the top of the head. Inhaling into the top of the head. And exhaling gently and rhythmically. Breathing into the forehead, around the head, and exhaling out through the eyes, relaxing the eyeballs, the eyebrows, the eyelids, all around the eyes. They work so hard every day looking at the world. Breathing in to below the eyes, to the cheekbones, to the nasal passages, to the bones around the nose that radiate up to the ears. And exhale any congestion, opening up all of the sinuses. breathing in and out evenly and slowly. Relaxing now all around the mouth, the chin, under the chin, and the jaw. Loosening the jaw. Inhaling and exhaling. Rhythmically and easily. There is nothing that you need to do right now, or no place that you need to be except right here, right now. And now all over your head is relaxed. Breathing into the throat, the neck, the voice box, the larynx, the pharynx, the thyroid. And a couple of breaths in and out into this very vital space of communication. Make any adjustments to the body that you need to do. And breathing into your shoulders, you relax your shoulders. And all the way down your arms, letting go of any tension, any burdens that you bear on your shoulders. Let them be released. Softening your hands and your fingers. Be in your body. Continue to breathe into your torso, into your collarbone, your sternum, your lungs, your heart. Breathing fully and deeply. Exhaling any waste, any congestion, any clogs. Any plaque, melting it away with the breath. Feeling your heartbeat all the way around to your back, softening the muscles in your upper back. Moving down your spine to the waist. Breathing into the stomach. Exhaling any acid, any stones, any fullness. Emptying any waste. Breathing into the rest of the abdomen, into the gallbladder, into the large and small intestines, loosening up the muscles, releasing any tension in the mid and lower back. Breathing into the reproductive organs, softening the tissue, relaxing the tissues, allowing the hormones to flow freely as they should be balanced. Noticing how you feel. Breathing into the urinary tract and into the bowels. relaxing all the muscles, letting go. And telling yourself, my body is functioning perfectly. Everything is balanced. Everything is as it should be, in harmony. Breathing in to the backside and down the legs. Down the back of the legs, all the way down to the feet. Again, making any adjustments as need be, whether you are sitting or lying down. Feeling heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed. Again, visualizing the energy of the breath coming in to the front of the legs, to the thighs, down the knees, around the knees, and down the shins, into the feet. We are coming to a close for the meditation tonight. And this is a good time that we're in a state of deep relaxation to send prayers of healing first to the self, asking the Creator for healing energy to release any pain, suffering, sickness, anything that is not in balance and harmony. And then again, as you breathe in and out, sending a prayer for a loved one, whether they are near or far, in the present day, the past, or even the future, sending that healing energy to someone who needs your prayers and blessings. This energy that you are transmitting from the universe. I appreciate everyone who is here with me this evening. And for those who have been with me during this meditation, we will make a mental suggestion that if you are ready for slumber, you will sleep deeply, soundly, peacefully. And for those who are in their regular day, they will be alert and completely rejuvenated, as we will all be rejuvenated. We have just about a few seconds left to the meditation, and I do want to send my blessings and thanks to anyone who has been listening this evening. It was on the spur of the moment. That I did tonight's meditation, and there are archives from previous shows that you can listen to. I welcome your comments. You can always click favorite on the show. You can put a reminder to listen to future shows. We will have some upcoming speakers and guests during this week. So the chat is also open if you have any comments. I want to thank you again. Maybe next time we will have some music to send you out for the evening. Bye-bye now.